It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. What's hot this morning, Randy?
You know, again, I hate to be the broken record, but we got to keep going with cattle as the main one, especially live cattle and feeder cattle. As you know, again, last week, they continued to put in all-time new contract highs across the board. You know, tight supplies, strong cash trade, which is, you know, holding a premium to the futures market, and the continued tight supplies and the lack of the opening of the border with Mexico all continue to help push that market.
And plus, we got a cattle on feed report coming up, or last Friday. Plus, we got an inventory report coming up.
Exactly. And the cattle on feed report turned out, you know, to be friendly. There was, you know, about as expected on or feed, a little less than on feed than we expected. But the placements were down sharply from what expectations. And part of that is due to the fact that we've got the border closed with Mexico. And then the marketing came in as expected. So that's going to help fuel the fire for cattle. Plus then, as you mentioned, the cattle inventory is expected to be friendly as well.
Any indication of herd rebuilding at all or not?
You know, right now there isn't. I mean, we started to see a little bit of it in this cattle on feed report as heifer retail, you know, heifers going into the feedlot were down a little bit this year compared to last year. Now we'll see in the report on Friday what USDA is saying with herd, and that'll be kind of the next indication if we're starting to hear herd expansion. If there is, it's very slight, if at all.
What's not hot then?
You know, I got to go with wheat. I mean, that's just a market that it tries, but it just can't seem to get there. And, you know, last week we saw a pretty good push in the market because of the winter kill and the adverse weather for the Southern Plains and the Delta regions. You know, now that weather's turning back to be more normal, we're kind of giving back some of that gains. And, you know, we just got one thing missing with wheat, and that's demand, and it's been tough trying to get it.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.